You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Syracuse mayor and Onondaga County executive say the state DOT's initial recommendation of a boulevard to replace I-81 through the city's core presents a new opportunity to unite the community and move the transformative project forward. The long-awaited report isn't likely to end the debate anytime soon. Both Ben Walsh and Ryan McMahon say it's important to see the project through the eyes of others.
And I've heard from many people in the city, living within the shadow of 81 itself, concerned about what happens regardless of the outcome, what happens to their homes, what happens to the land around there. And we need to listen to those concerns. We need to listen to the concerns of our suburban neighbors, not just with our suburban neighbors, but businesses that have their business model based largely on the existing infrastructure.
For the same reasons that many of our neighbors in the city want the highway down, so you create that connectivity and that opportunity that's been lost, that highway is meant connectivity to the community for other neighborhoods, right? It's a complicated issue, hence the time and the emotion behind it.
McMahon says the town of Salina was farmland until 81 was built and hotels and restaurants quickly followed. He says any plan going forward must include mitigation to offset any negative impacts to residents and businesses, or he predicts there could be litigation. Mayor Walsh calls the potential of the project exciting. He encourages everyone to read the state's detailed report and be informed about what's being proposed. Public meetings on the project could start in June, followed by a public hearing. That kicks off a 45-day comment period, which will inform the state's final report. Most don't expect a decision until early 2020. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.